two recent bombings in Bangkok have raised tensions again in Thailand. The country had already been on edge for years, and demonstrations spiraled into political violence this past spring. The protests pitted the so-called Red Shirts, supporters of the ousted Thai prime minister, against the current government. The crisis hurt Thailand's reputation as an attractive destination for tourists and investors. Still, the world's Mary Kay Magstead reports that some business leaders in Bangkok are sending out the message that all is well in Thailand.
You don't have to tell Boonprong Pintukanak how much the Thai economy has taken a hit from the recent unrest. Her street stall, selling spicy Thai salads, sits on the edge of the park that the Red Shirts occupied. She says she had to stay away for 2 months. 2 months when she had no income. She had to hawk her jewelry to pay the rent. She hopes it doesn't all pick up again, because at age 61, she says, it's hard to keep starting over. Just down the road at an open-air restaurant, owner Chai Inkapatana is also glum.
Are you worried about there maybe being more violence in the future?
Of course.
Why?
Because the big boss not give up.
The big boss is billionaire and former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who was ousted in a coup 4 years ago. He was the hero of the Red Shirt movement, and it's believed he helped finance the protests. But for all the pessimism on the street level in Bangkok, up on the penthouse floor of a nearby office building, a panel of businessmen talked up Thailand's future. Bill Heineke runs the tourism company Minor International.
I think we've seen travelers to Thailand becoming much savvier than they used to be and understand the risks of these recent events. And often, despite sensationalized media coverage, they'll still come to Thailand.
Actually, hotel occupancy rates plunged below 20% just after the protests and are only 40% now. That's still way below normal. Dusit Nantanakorn, the chairman of the Thai Chamber of Commerce, says tourism in Thailand has unquestionably taken a hit, but he says it accounts for just 7% of the Thai economy. And other sectors, like manufacturing, have been bouncing back. The problem, he says, is that the political uncertainty has new investors thinking twice before coming in.
10 years ago, this is the heaven. This is a paradise. You don't have any problems. Everything is so nice. You're enjoying working in this country. You enjoy working high-skilled labors. You can enjoy your nightlife here really well. You can take golf every weekend.
But now, he says, the situation has changed a lot. The current state of emergency may not be doing much to soothe investor and tourist anxieties, but Dusit believes it's best left in place until the government is sure it can maintain public order. Still, the expat businessmen on the panel blame the media for tarnishing Thailand's image. Nander Vanderloo chairs the Joint Foreign Chambers of Commerce of Thailand.
For those people who have seen those negative pictures going around, with negative press going around, it's very, very difficult to make a decision and put their money here to Thailand.
Tourism company head Bill Heineke says despite the occasional bomb in Bangkok, he thinks it's as safe as anywhere.
Yes, there was an explosion that took place 500 meters from here, and for that I think everyone is probably very sad to see what happened. But, you know, how many people died from drunk driving last night? Would you care to comment? How many ran the risk of being killed by a drunk driver?
There's a certain amount of risk in living life, he says, so tourists should keep on coming. But back out on the street, restaurant owner Chai Inkapatana isn't so keen about the risks he and his business face if the Red Shirts take to the street again.
Because Thai economy not so good. If they have problem, everyone have to. The business is not so good. I think it's getting worse.
Ground realities in Bangkok don't always match the view from the penthouse. But down here, on the fringes of Lumpini Park, is where small businesses felt it worst, and where they may feel it first if a new wave of unrest strikes again. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead, Bangkok.